We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind.
Six. He runs to the 10, he's running to the 5, he is to the goal line, he is in, touchdown Alabama!
Crimson Tide Rewind is presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Crimson Tide Rewind is also brought to you by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Now live, this is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Vestavia. After a 42-13 Bama win in the Iron Bowl over the Auburn Tigers, I'm Eli Gold. Corey Reamer is alongside. Nice win on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. Nice little Thanksgiving treat for us.
It was. It was not really a surprise to some. I think everybody realized Bama was probably the better team, but I'll tell you, you continue to watch Mac Jones. You continue to watch Devontae. You continue to watch all these guys. You just sit and shake your head at how good Alabama is.
Yeah, you just, whenever you go into the Iron Bowl, you never know what to expect. And it's one of those games that you can kind of throw record books out the window. You know, you can be surprised by a lot of things. And going into this game, it always makes you a little bit nervous when all the Auburn fans were not too excited about playing this game. They didn't have high expectations for the outcome. But Alabama showed up and played extremely well. That offensive machine just keeps on clicking.
This is the start of a busy night tonight. Here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, Corey and I are here from 6 until 7 with our Crimson Tide Rewind show. Then 30 minutes after we go off the air, Chris Stewart and Brian Passink will be taken to the airwaves for the opening round of the Camping World Maui Classic. Now, unfortunately for the crew, the games are not being played in Maui. They always are at this time of the year at the Lahaina Civic Center in Maui. But because of COVID and all, the tournament has been moved to Asheville, North Carolina. Not that there's anything wrong with Asheville, North Carolina, but Maui, it is not. So in any event, they will be on the air. They open up against the Stanford Cardinal. That is this evening. Broadcast time starts at 7:30. With the tip-off to follow, so it's going to be a busy night tonight right here on the network. Our show followed by Hoops, and then depending upon who wins and loses tonight, Bama could play North Carolina's Tar Heels tomorrow.
it'd be a nice to be in Maui right now. We know we got a little snow here in Birmingham today.
Yeah,
so I wish I was in Maui. I hate it for this. Not a year. 2020 just keeps disappointing.
It really is. It's just one of those things that just keeps on coming. If you'd like to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, toll-free, 877-202-BAMA, 877-202-BAMA. You can also be part of the show, Crimson Tide Rewind, by submitting questions to us through Corey Reamer's Alabama Media Group Twitter line. The address is at Corey Reamer 13. That's C-O-R-Y. R-E-A-M-E-R 13. It's all part of AL.com, your source for SEC sports. Of course, Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. They are protecting your liquid assets for over 30 years, and we appreciate them joining us as our sponsor here for the 2020 season. So we invite you to stay tuned. Southeastern Pond Management presenting Crimson Tide Rewind. We'll break down all the action from Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Nick Saban. We'll highlight some of the senior activities, all of that and more coming up. So we hope you can stick around. It's Alabama and Auburn, 42-13. The Tide got the win over the weekend. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You live and breathe Crimson, so you need a Medicare plan that keeps you at your best body and mind. Cigna Medicare Advantage offers plans with zero monthly premiums and zero primary and specialist copays and $0 copays on many prescription drugs. Enroll today. Call 1-877-722-1801.
This is a paid endorsement. Cigna is contracted with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO, and PPO plans in select states and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management, and for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
Following the process of pursuing excellence, Alabama has won 26 SEC championships and 17 national championships. At Dex Imaging, they are working towards excellence as well. If you need a copier and printer company that understands excellence and how to get there, then give Dex Imaging a call. To learn more, go to DexImaging.com. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
25 years, huh, that's a quarter century, or 300 months, or 9,125 days, or 175 years, dear dog. Now, for something to be around that long, that's impressive, and that's what Chevron with Techron is. Impressive, because it delivers unbeatable cleaning power and unbeatable gas mileage. Plus, as always, Techron is in every grade, every gallon. Chevron with Techron, celebrating 25 years of clean. Care for your car.
Having forklift issues? Well, maybe you need a new lift. Maybe you just need your equipment repaired. Trust the experts at the Lilly Company. Lilly is your one-stop shop for material handling and an authorized dealer for the number one forklift in the world, Toyota forklifts. From new forklifts to everything else in your warehouse, the Lilly Company has over 100 years of experience to take care of your business. Online at lillyforklifts.com, proud partner of the Crimson Tide.
Play action fake. Then he pumps, throws long. Devontae wide open. He is so wide open. It's unbelievable. Touchdown, Alabama. 60 26 yards. I mean, folks, seriously, he was so wide open. He could have stopped and read War and Peace, and they still wouldn't have been able to catch up with him. Touchdown, Alabama. Seven catches, 171 yards, couple of touchdowns, and yes, he was wide open.
Have you ever read War and Peace?
No, I read the Cliff Notes once, but that was about it.
Yeah, Devontae running the sluggo route right there. And, you know, you talked about, you heard Kevin Steele before this game. His emphasis was defensive coordinator for Auburn talking about how to prepare for this type of an offense to defend. And he said the main thing we've got to focus on is trying to keep the players in front of us. Don't let the top get taken off. And here we are, first drive, second drive of the game.
Yep.
And you've got Devontae doing a little sluggo route, slant and go. And safety bites on the slant, and he's running wide open. If you get you got DBs that stop their feet trying to cover Devontae Smith, good luck, because he's just too quick. You can't catch him.
He is so good.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, that's just the bottom line right there. So congratulations again to Devontae Smith as Alabama goes on to defeat the Auburn Tigers 42-13. Hey, Tide fans, don't forget you can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app. Presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. As we mentioned, the men are in action in basketball tonight, starting at 7:30, a half hour after we wrap up. The ladies, who are now 2-0 on the year, they are back in action on Wednesday evening at 6 against South Carolina Upstate. So we'll have all that coverage for you. But again, anything you want to know about what's going on at the university, feel free to check things out in the Bancorp South mobile app. I was on an interview today on Sirius XM, and the guys said to me, so what makes Mac Jones so good? You've played. You've been there and done that. What makes Mac Jones so good?
I tell you what, you look at what he did and a little bit of playing time at the end of the season last year. When he came in, when Tua got hurt, and there were some mistakes that were made. But he's such an anomaly these days, a guy that has stuck around a program for so long. He's buying time. He's waited. He's learned under some really good quarterbacks in Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa. But he has matured so much in just a year, and he's learned from his mistakes. Watching him on Saturday, his pocket presence, moving around without taking his eyes down, you know, off the downfield, seeing the receiver, seeing the play unfold, feeling the pressure. It's something that you can't coach. It's something that you have to get with experience. And he has been a quick learner. You saw on the opposite side, Bo Nix.
Yeah.
As soon as pressure seemed to get to him, he was fleeing the pocket and play was breaking down, and he's a great athlete and he can make a lot of plays with his feet. But if you want to take you want to make the big time plays that Mac Jones and these offensive weapons that we have make, he's almost got that NFL feel. He doesn't have to see it. He just knows it's coming. He feels pressure, steps up in the pocket, moves around really well without having to take his eyes downfield, you know, not paying attention to the rush. He's got so many qualities.
He
throws the deep ball extremely well. He doesn't make bad decisions. He doesn't put himself and put this team in bad situations. You know, people call him a game manager. I think it's the complete opposite. I think he's way more than a game manager because he makes big time throws, makes big time plays. He's developed into just a great quarterback overall.
You know, who made some big time stuff this weekend was Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah.
I thought he handled the whole situation so very well, with the coach being gone, with the illness and so on. Sark knows how to call plays. He has been a head coach before. Nothing, though. I mean, I was thrilled for him getting out there and winning an Iron Bowl as a head coach.
This is a product of a program that emphasizes the process. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that locker room, in that building, knows what their role is. And I think Coach Saban did a great job of communicating, and he trusts his coaches to go out there and coach on Saturdays. You know, you see a lot of head coaches that are calling plays, and they're involved with every single aspect of the game. And you watch Coach Saban on the sideline, and he's more of a CEO type guy. He lets his guys be that game, you know, call the games. He gives his input. He makes the big time decisions when it's needed. But put in the hands of Sark, like you said, a guy who's been there before. He's been in that situation. I thought he did a phenomenal job. I thought he called a great game. We saw a few new wrinkles from that offense that we hadn't seen throughout the season as well. And kudos to him. Kudos to that staff getting ready. It didn't seem like they missed Coach Saban at all.
The preparation leading up to the game, I'm sure there was nothing that Coach Saban did not leave unturned.
You just think about how – would you not have liked to have been a fly on the wall upstairs at Coach Saban's house? Miss Terry's watching the broadcast.
She's downstairs yelling and screaming.
Yeah, and he's up there, and he was in a suit and tie. You know, it's like it was game day for him because he did some interviews afterwards. But whatever camera feed that he had when he was watching the game, I'm sure he probably had no sound. He was just watching it with his eyes, and I would have loved to have heard some of the screams that he said that he busted out at the TV during the broadcast, for sure.
I bet so. You know, our friends at BBVA are a proud partner of Alabama football. And as you likely know, the Tide is now the only college in America to have starters at all 22 positions in the National Football League. And BBVA would like to recognize the efforts of two former Tide defensive linemen. Both had monster days in the same game this weekend. Raekwon Davis helped lead the Miami Dolphins to a 20-3 win over the New York Jets. Raekwon finished with 5 tackles, 1 sack, 1 quarterback hurry. While for the Jets, Quinnen Williams had 7 tackles, a sack and a half, and 3 quarterback hurries. And both players are enjoying breakout seasons for their respective teams. So just like our Crimson Tide guys in the NFL, BBVA is all about creating opportunities. And sadly, my Jets are not doing terribly well. But nevertheless, I was happy to see former Crimson Tiders step up and do a good job.
Yeah, Quinnen Williams had an injury-plagued season last year, but had a great season so far, unfortunately, for a team that hasn't won many ball games. But Raekwon Davis, it's good to see him having success at the NFL level. I know everybody had high expectations for him when he was at Alabama, and he lived up to them in his first year. Production fell off, you know, the second year, and then he ramped it up the third, and he's turned it into a heck of a player at the NFL level.
The name of our show is Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. We are coming right back with more. Don't you go away. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found...
down a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Here now, the fake and the throw. Mack across the middle. Touchdown, Alabama, John Metchie. John Metchie. Alabama leads 13-0. John with six catches, 55 yards, couple of touchdowns. He's good. I mean, I was talking with these guys on Sirius XM today, and we were just sitting there and going over the fact that, you know, they said, who's better? I said, how do you answer that question? And now I know why Coach Saban hates when he's asked to compare players. How do you compare Julio Jones to Amari Cooper, to Henry Ruggs III, to Jerry Jeudy, to all of the guys who are here now?
The long list.
There's no way. To compare and come up with the one guy. I ended up saying, well, give me any of those guys, and mine will beat yours.
You know, the guy who I think is the best overall talent probably had the least impressive numbers while he was actually in Tuscaloosa, and Julio Jones. You know, it's like, how do you pick a guy? There's so many different elements that attribute to a guy's career. But I'll say this, John Metchie is another one in the making. He is a guy that has picked up a lot of slack. Probably not as much as he wants to, because Devontae Smith is a guy that's picked up a ton of slack since Jalen Waddle went down. But John Metchie is an impressive player. I'm looking forward to seeing his growth. He's a pretty young guy. We still got a couple years left with him, thankfully.
Yeah. Hey, if you didn't see the list, the coaches selected 8 players as the players of the week following the Iron Bowl win. And Najee Harris on offense, who led all Tide running backs with 11 rushes for 96 yards. Mac Jones with a career-high 5 touchdown passes. He just continues to rewrite the record books. Devontae Smith led all Tide receivers once again with 7 catches, 171 yards and 2 touchdowns. Defensively, Christopher Allen, he spent the night in the Tiger backfield, loading up 2 tackles for loss, a pair of quarterback pressures, a sack, 4 total tackles. Christian Harris, Josh Jobe with a career best 10 tackles. Malachi Moore with 3 tackles, 1 for loss and an interception. Patrick Surtain, and then Josh Jobe, who made mockery of the record books on special teams as Alabama goes on to win 42-13. 8 guys, even the coaches couldn't narrow the list down.
Yeah, it's impossible to be able to name just a handful of guys that played well. There was a bunch of them. What I like to see is that we've got 2 freshmen in the secondary that are playing well. It was a huge question mark coming into the season. Who was going to step up? That was obviously the weakest link that we had on the defensive side of the ball, lack of experience. And Malachi Moore, Brian Branch, with also having an interception in this game as well. Those guys have stepped up, but it was just an overall performance. I felt like it was one of our better games from all three phases. The offense played extremely well. The defense probably played their best game of the season. You know, last year when we played these guys, we had no sacks and gave up 200 yards rushing.
Yeah.
This year, three sacks, and it felt like we were making Bo Nix run for his life for a good portion of the game. And Chris Allen is a guy that has come on strong this year. Him and Will Anderson continue to both improve at that outside linebacker position. And you hear Coach Saban talking about it in every single press conference that he has or anytime he's doing an interview. The theme is confidence. It's all these young guys that are just getting more confidence. And I don't know if that's an aspect of not having spring practice, not having a normal summer. And it's taken this long for a lot of these guys to kind of get in stride. But you're hearing him continue to say that. These guys continue to gain confidence as the season goes on. And they believe in themselves. They can play faster. They don't have to think as much. They know what they're supposed to do. And these guys are just improving throughout the season in a year that you're seeing a lot of teams that are falling off because they didn't have as much prep time as they normally would.
Another guy who's been honored today, Christian Harris, selected as a semifinalist for the Butkus Award, which is presented to the nation's top linebacker. He leads the Tide defense in tackles with 57, including a team-high 42 solo tackles. He is second on UA's list in quarterback hurries with 6. He's third in sacks. He's added 4.5 tackles for loss to go with a couple of pass breakups, and that is an honor that would be wonderful to see Christian get. He really has matured week in and week out.
For a guy to have the year that he had last year, disappointing probably would be how you would categorize what he had. You know, it was a good year for the defense. It wasn't a great year, and he was thrown into the fire. He was thrown into the mix, forced to do something that he probably wasn't ready for. And to see how he has responded this year, getting Dylan Moses back in the middle, Dylan takes over the play calling duties. Christian can go out there and play, and that's what we keep talking about. It just frees him up to just go out there and do his job. He's doing it at a really high rate. Had an opportunity for an interception this week. I think the ball was thrown too perfectly, hit him right in the face.
Exactly.
But he's had a great year. Coaches always give him – I don't know how many times he's been named Defensive Player of the Week, but I know it's been a bunch this season, and he has played extremely well. It's good to see him having a great season so far.
Southeastern Pond Management, proud to support the Crimson Tide, proud to sponsor Crimson Tide Rewind on Monday nights. Go to sepond.com to learn more about stocking, fertilizing, and pond maintenance services. When we come back, it'll be time to hear from Coach Nick Saban. We have the opening statement from his Monday morning press conference today, actually Monday at noon, to be technically correct. We'll play that for you when we come back, as Corey Reamer and I are live with you from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey Tide fans, it's time to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide roll. Whether you watch from home, at your tailgate, or in the stadium, you can enjoy the great taste of Ziegler Jumbo Franks, the official hot dog of the Crimson Tide. Alabama is a tradition of winning, and Ziegler has a tradition of great taste. Enjoy your Ziegler Jumbo Franks at home, at the tailgate, and now at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Ziegler Meats, a tradition of great taste for over 90 years. Pick them up at your local supermarket.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online, a tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders and advance your career with Bama by Distance from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Let your computer be your campus. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Anytime, anywhere, BBVA USA is with you. With the BBVA mobile app, you can do most of your banking quickly and easily. Transfer balances, pay bills, deposit checks. For more personal service, call or visit a branch drive-thru. Stay safe. Our bank is with you. BBVA, creating opportunities. For more banking information, visit bbvausa.com.
372, 372, hot.
Truly great quarterbacks possess a rare combination of toughness, intelligence, and that innate ability to come through in the clutch. We know a truck like that. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. With impressive towing and payload, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. For great offers on F-150, visit your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Based on 1977 to 2019 calendar year total sales.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Here's a second down. Mack looks. Mack's in trouble. Mack stands in. Throws to Billingsley. Touchdown, Alabama! Touchdown, Alabama! 24 yards. Mack Jones to Jaleel Billingsley. The sophomore from Chicago, Illinois. Tell you, the guy's a talent, and he's physically gifted. 6'4", 230 pounds. And this guy is going to be making headlines for himself at Bama here for quite a while.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be seeing him play on Sundays. He's got that type of talent and size, too. It's just you can't coach size, and he's got it.
No.
It goes back to that throw right there. Mack Jones getting some pressure, almost flushed out of the pocket, still finds an open receiver, and then floats just a beautiful pass to Jaleel Billingsley. And he's really come on, and I think, you know, the injuries to Miller Forstall and Carl Tucker gave him some opportunities this season to get some playing time, and he's making the most of it. And like we just talked about, gaining confidence in what he's doing, you can stretch him out away from the core, get him outside of your guys, and let him go out there and make some passes like a wide receiver. But
sure,
then you bring him in and attach him tight, and it really opens up a lot of RPO options with a guy like him, because you can't just account for a guy like him going to be a blocker. He can always release and go out there and catch a pass.
Yeah. Hey, folks, a question for you. Do you have a taste for winning? Well, Dreamland Barbecue offers the triple threat: dine-in, carry-out, and catering service. Dreamland Barbecue ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Crimson Tide, and they proudly present each and every week highlights of Coach Nick Saban's Monday noontime press conference. Let's go back to the noon hour today and let you catch up with what you may have missed.
First of all, I'm feeling fine, so you don't need to worry about me. Just to make it clear, I'll be evaluated by the medical staff later in the week, and they'll make a determination as to when I come back. But I don't anticipate any problems in being able to coach the game this week. Just thoughts on the last game. Something that's, I think we all need to aware of is the Auburn game is usually the last game of the season. You win the game, it's, you know, a good season. And you kind of move on to the next thing, but that's certainly not the case this year. Our players need to really understand what the challenges are ahead. We did a lot of good things in the game Saturday. I thought the energy level and the way the players went out there played hard, played with a lot of toughness. It's always a very physical game. We did some really good things, made some explosive plays on offense, and played okay on defense, but you know, we had our spots where, you know, we didn't finish real well in the fourth quarter, had some missed tackles, left some opportunities in the passing game and running game on the field, you know, offensively. But I think whenever you play a game, regardless of how good or bad the victory or defeat might be, there's always things that, you know, you're looking for relative to how we can get better. And I think the big thing is it's fairly obvious when we execute and do things well, we have success. When we don't execute things exactly like they're supposed to be done, and it can only be one guy that has to, you know, miss the execution, then things don't work out quite as well. So, you know, that's something that we need to continue to try to focus on so that we can continue to grow and have the kind of consistency and performance. So it's not about doing things right occasionally. It's about doing things right, you know, all the time, and getting it right on a consistent basis. You know, it's great for Mac Jones to be the SEC Offensive Player of the Week. You know, obviously we're getting together today and going to watch the film, and I'm going to do walkthrough type practice today to try to get started on LSU, who is a, you know, very, very talented team. You know, these guys have looked exceptionally good at times this year. They're very capable. They have lots of good players on both sides of the ball. Very explosive on offense. Got really good receivers, a couple of good running backs. I know they've done some rebuilding, you know, with their team this year because of how many players they lost from last year's national championship team. But, you know, these guys really played well last week at Texas A&M. Their defense has really played better and better as the season has worn on. And they've got some very talented players on defense in the secondary and in the front seven as well. You know, skill guys on offense are really good. A couple young receivers are really playing well. Eric Gilbert is very, very good tight end. These guys have really good team speed, so they're always really good on special teams. They've got good specialists. So this is a team that's very capable of being as good as anybody we played all season long because of the talent they have on their team. So I think our team has to be very well prepared, you know, for what we need to be able to do to execute against some very, very good players.
Thoughts of Coach Nick Saban from his noontime press conference today. Of course, one of the bigger stories for LSU here in the last day, Terrace Marshall, their number one receiver, opting out for the remainder of the season. Here's a guy with 48 catches, nearly 800 yards, 10 touchdowns. He was on the Biletnikoff watch list. He's done everything, and he has surprised everybody by opting out. So I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, is it opting out at this point? You know, he's played how many games? It's been almost a full season, and he's opting out. I'm kind of shocked that he's picking this point in time. I guess he's kind of seeing the writing on the wall for this season so far. But, you know, we got a tough test coming up down, you know, with LSU. They're not the team that they were last year. Lost a lot of guys. Rebuilding, yep. Lost offensive coordinator, and lost a lot of people. We're having to replace a ton of folks over there, but LSU is still LSU. It means a lot to those folks down in Baton Rouge, just playing at their place at night in Death Valley. It's one of those places that you got to be prepared for. You can't go in and be sleepwalking into that game. You got to be ready to go. And this is just a situation we've never been in before, where we're just coming off an Iron Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's the last game of the year for us. We're heading into hopefully an SEC championship, and now
we're having at least two regular seasons.
Yeah, exactly. And we're flip-flopping roles. Usually we play LSU and we got to go into Auburn, and now we're playing Auburn and heading into LSU, and it's just not that the time has changed. It's just this season has been so thrown off with everything that we're playing beyond Thanksgiving and well into December before we even get to a championship game for the conference.
Exactly. One would assume after this weekend that Bama goes to Arkansas next weekend, and then obviously the SEC championship game if Bama's fortunate enough to make it against the Florida Gators.
Which this is a big weekend for that. You know, we can lock up the West, and they're still not locked up at this point. You got Texas A&M, who's still in the hunt, and we've got to go take care of business. And I know that's what Coach Saban's going to be talking about this week, We hold our, you know, we control our own fate. You heard him talk about in his press conferences, if we execute well and if we do the things that we're supposed to do, we will be successful. It has nothing to do with anybody else. And I know that's the message that he's out there preaching this week. It's in our hands. Let's go take care of business, take care of LSU, get the West, and have a chance to play for an SEC championship and hopefully a national championship as well.
If you're just tuning in, we welcome you to Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. And folks, don't forget, you can make your next tailgate or home gate legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauce and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-through at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today.
Just what the doctor ordered.
The Crimson Tide's newest partner is already an Alabama favorite. Kaneka Sausage is now the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide. Made in Evergreen, Alabama, Kaneka's tradition of making the finest hickory smoked sausage hasn't changed in over 70 years. Always great for breakfast, Kaneka Sausage is now a tailgate grilling favorite. Kaneka Sausage, a true Southern flavor since 1947, and now the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. You nurture, we listen. You teach, we thrive. You lift our spirits, but we've got to lay down the truth. It's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Start saving more for retirement now so you can feel prepared and live your life to the fullest. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A message brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
With the ball going left to right. Alabama leads 21-3. Nix looks, throws far side. Intercepted Alabama. Malachi Moore picks it off. Three interceptions on the year. Also had a scoop and score against the Tennessee Volunteers. We sound like a broken record because every week we're singing the praises.
Devontae Smith, Malachi Moore. You're exactly right. It is a broken record.
Yeah, but it's what wins ball games.
That's
for
right.
You.
Yeah, Malachi Moore having a phenomenal season, and each week he continues to improve, which we talked about earlier, and he's the one who caused the interception from Brian Branch that later in the game as well. But Malachi Moore is a guy who you watch the watch him and how what he's done throughout the season. You hear Coach Saban talking about him, how he's a guy that when he makes a mistake, he learns from it, mm-hmm. and he's not going to make the same mistake again.
Exactly.
You know, you just it's unbelievable how much he's improved in such a short amount of time and with very limited reps, but he understands leverage, and he understands how formations, what that means for the types of routes that he's going to be seeing. You saw him on that interception. He had inside leverage. Guy releases to the outside. He knew exactly what was coming. I mean, right. It was almost like he became the receiver. And for a freshman to have that ability and that just that natural ball hawking skill, he knows what's coming. He's learning. He's just going to be a special player.
And don't forget, folks, if you want to hear us talk about all sorts of elements of Alabama, if you've missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Corey Reamer and I coming right back. We're live here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. And this is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
If you're looking for Alabama Crimson Tide face covers, then look no further. FOCO.com has a large selection of officially licensed face covers and gaiters for the University of Alabama. Visit FOCO.com now and get the gear the team wears. Head on over to FOCO, F-O-C-O.com, to shop all your Alabama fan gear and many more officially licensed products. Use code TIDE15 to receive 15% off your first order at FOCO.com. Roll Tide and roll FOCO.
The SEC taught us that it's easy to love winning, but that the best of the best know where to look for the win, even in losing. Because setbacks are an inevitable part of almost any endeavor, and the hardest lessons are the ones that teach us the most. As the official bank of the SEC, at Regions, we believe every day is a good day to dig deeper. What has the SEC taught you? Join the conversation with hashtag SEC Lessons. Regions Bank. Member FDIC.
Dos Equis, proud import partner of the Crimson Tide Sports Network, is here to say it's the beer served where the tide rolls and tastes smooth and refreshing when it's ice cold. So when you're watching Bama at home, the bar, or the stadium, grab some Dos Equis and roll tide. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020, Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
First and 10 from the 42. Forrestall now comes towards the formation. Here's Mack with a slant behind the defense. Devontae Smith accelerates down the right side, turns on the afterburners. He is in. Touchdown, Alabama. 58 yards. Mack Jones, Devontae Smith. Well thrown, well caught. Didn't hurt to have a little extra speed in reserve. Not at all. I tell you, when he turns on the afterburners, man, It's so impressive. Yeah. It was like watching Henry Ruggs before he left for the NFL. The speed that these guys have is just just remarkable. That senior spotlight brought to you by Cigna. Cigna can find the right Medicare Advantage fit for all senior Crimson Tide fans. For more information, go to Cigna.com.
Yeah, senior night for a lot of these guys. And you look on the offensive side of the ball, there's a bunch of them. As powerful and as explosive as this offense has been this year, and Alabama fans are getting accustomed to it, we're going to be losing a lot of these guys next year, Devontae Smith being one of those guys. And last three games, I saw the stats on him. He's had 27 receptions, 518 yards,
right,
8 touchdowns. I mean, he has, since that Tennessee game when Jaylen Waddle goes down, I think he was targeted 30% of the time, and now it's up to like 65% of the offensive production goes through Devontae Smith. He's really picked it up, but he's such a gifted route runner. The guy just makes guys, these DBs commit, and he's got the speed to explode away from them, and they have no chance of catching him at all.
When we come back, the Payless Drugs prescription for success. That follows these messages on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Everybody else now shifts to the right. Stove takes a two-step drop to the right side of the formation. Intercepted Alabama. A quick throw. Brian Branch pulls it down. Spins back to the 10 and is taken down by Bo Nix after another interception for the Crimson Tide. His first interception of the season for the freshman from Tyrone, Georgia. As we welcome you back, Eli Gold, Corey Reamer. The prescription for success for Alabama this weekend is presented by Payless Drugs. Payless Drugs is your locally owned family pharmacy with 4 locations in the Birmingham area. Payless can handle your prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, and offers home delivery and drive-through options. Visit MyNewPharmacy.com to pay less. And as you mentioned before, LSU has undergone some significant changes from last year. But still, in their building, they're always the threat.
They've got plenty of athletes to always field a roster. And I think they've, you know, played some good games early in the season and not playing what they, you know, obviously last year I think was probably one of the best teams assembled to put on a college football field from LSU. I mean, they just dominated good teams across the board throughout the entire season. But this week we've talked ad nauseum about our offense and how it continues to click. We always need that to continue, but the most impressive thing we're seeing is this defense that has continued to improve. From that Ole Miss game, giving up 40-some-odd points and not really sure how to handle a lot of motions. And you've seen every offense that we've faced up since that game come into the game with the same exact game plan of moving a lot of people around, doing these major shifts. And Alabama has figured out how to process that and get everybody lined up. In the last three games, we're holding people to less than 4.5 yards per play. In the last five games, 26 tackles for loss. This defense has stepped up in a big way. A question mark for a lot of people wondering if we were the real deal, a complete team, if we could compete for a national championship against some of these prolific offenses that we're going to see hopefully down the road. And I think they've answered a lot of those questions over the last few weeks. So those guys continuing to improve. Especially in the back end of this season, ride this momentum. Some of these younger guys that are really figuring out and becoming key contributors, don't stop it now.
Folks, what's on tap for the Crimson Tide? Presented by Bud Light. Whenever there's a Bama game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. When we move aside at the top of the hour, we'll take a 30-minute break, and then at 7:30 Central Time, men's basketball will be on the air from the Maui Classic, which has been relocated to Asheville, North Carolina. It'll be Bama and Samford. Then, of course, Stanford, I should correct myself there. Then coming up on tomorrow, depending on who wins and loses, Bama could be playing North Carolina. They'll also have another game on Wednesday. Then the women's basketball team will be in action Wednesday at 6 at home against South Carolina upstate. And then football, of course, Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. Saturday we'll have football for you. It's a busy, busy week, all coming up right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Tom Rinaldi will be our media guest on Thursday as the Nick Saban Show originates from Baumhauer's in Tuscaloosa, but we certainly hope you can make your plans to stick around for all that's coming your way here on the network. And Corey Reamer, as always, sir, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Roll Tide. Thanks, Eli.
Roll Tide, and we're going to come right back. We'll wrap things up for this Monday night here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're looking for Alabama Crimson Tide face covers, then look no further. FOCO.com has a large selection of officially licensed face covers and gaiters for the University of Alabama. Visit FOCO.com now and get the gear the team wears. Head on over to FOCO, FOCO.com, to shop all your Alabama fan gear and many more officially licensed products. Use code TIDE15 to receive 15% off your first order at FOCO.com. Roll Tide and roll FOCO.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online, a tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders and advance your career with Bama by Distance from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Let your computer be your campus. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? Well, they both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team, and UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, proud partner of the Crimson Tide. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern, Pond Management. A big, big win for the Crimson Tide over the Auburn Tigers on the Iron Bowl of 2020. This weekend, of course, Bama heads to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It'll be a 4 o'clock broadcast with the kickoff at 7 o'clock this Saturday night. 4 o'clock airtime, kickoff 7 from Baton Rouge Tiger Stadium this weekend. A big thank you to our hosts here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill and, of course, our big title sponsor, Southeastern Pond Management. Our engineer here at Baumhauer's has been Todd Robbins. Our studio engineer is Jerry Kelly. For Corey Reamer, I'm Eli Gold. We thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned. 30 minutes away from men's basketball against the Stanford Cardinal. Until next we talk, good night, everybody.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. And by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Also brought to you in part by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.